This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has said that amidst global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. The president said this while addressing the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha in the Parliament House today. She expressed confidence that the future generations of the country will definitely witness a developed, strong, capable and prosperous India by 2047.
मेरी सरकार के एक दशक के कार्यकाल ने विकसित भारत की यात्रा को नई ऊर्जा दी है. विकसित भारत के विजन में जन भागीदारी का सामूहिक सामर्थ्य है. देश की आर्थिक उन्नति का रोडमैप है. डिजिटल क्रांति के रूप में टेक्नोलॉजी की ताकत है और आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर आधार भी है.
The president said that a government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision of reform, perform and transform. Highlighting the steps taken for building a robust infrastructure in the country, President Murmu said the country is moving forward from Make in India to Make for the World, which is creating employment opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today's address by President Draupadi Murmu to both houses of parliament was a resonant outline of India's path towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, President Murmu highlighted initiatives across sectors and underscored the importance of all-around as well as futuristic development. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 6.4% in the financial year 2025, and the growth is likely to range between 6.3% to 6.8% in the next financial year. This was projected in the economic survey presented by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in both the Houses of Parliament today. The economic survey highlights that the fundamentals of the domestic economy remain robust with a calibrated fiscal consolidation and stable private consumption. It mentioned that the country has displayed steady economic growth supported by the agriculture and services sector. Rural demand is witnessing improvement on the back of record kharif production and favourable agricultural conditions. Every year, government presents the economic survey ahead of the union budget, which is presented on the 1st of February. We have more from a correspondent.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the union budget tomorrow. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the president's address on Monday. 16 bills, including the Finance Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 and the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session will be held till 13 February, while the second leg of the session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the budget session of Parliament will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media ahead of the start of the budget session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said in 2047, when India will complete 100 years of independence, the country will fulfill its resolve of Viksit Bharat. Benchmark domestic equity indices today maintained their positive trend amid buying across all sectors and release of key earning reports. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 741 points to close at 77,500. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 soared 259 points to settle at 23,508. The broader market indices at BSE also ended in positive territory. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India thrashed England by 9 wickets in the second semi-final in Kuala Lumpur to seal spot in the final. India will face South Africa in the title clash on Sunday. Chasing the target of 114 runs set by England, India comfortably made 117 for 115 overs, riding on impressive knocks by openers G. Trisha with 35 of 29 balls and G. Kamalini with 56 not out of 50 balls. In T20 cricket, the fourth of the five-match series between India and England will be played in Pune's Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The men in blue are currently leading the five-match series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.